Garris has been working hard behind the scenes. He got an assignment. The assignment was, with audio, make me feel something. Let's see if he did it. The Hail Mary yesterday, everyone's going to remember where they were so they can remember where they are so they can remember where they were when Jaden Daniels delivered the iconic moment. His legend grew. The Commanders won. We'll take you back to that moment via radio because we can do that.
Pumps down to one last play.
The plays also leading up to it were a really big deal because when you're in that spot, you don't have timeouts, and we used one early, obviously, to get out of bounds, to give yourself a chance at the next play.
And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line.
I thought Jaden did a fantastic job of, you know, buying time, over to the right side. I don't know how long the play was. Maybe you guys might, but it took a long-ass time. 13 seconds, yeah. I felt every bit of them.
Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line.
Just throw the ball up, give my guys a shot. I didn't see anything.
We got Jaden Daniels, and we got 30 seconds on the clock, you know, so anything can happen.
And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle!
I was juiced up for sure. I'm excited because, that's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Like, not too many people get to experience stuff like that. That was my first time, so obviously I was juiced up the whole stadium, team, sideline, everybody.
It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness!
Man, we're blessed to have Five leading this team. You know, the things he can do is special. Just even that last play, keeping his composure, fighting like hell to get the ball off and threw a hell of a ball. I wouldn't want to play with any other quarterback. I'm glad to have him.
Town is going crazy!
I just heard people screaming in our sideline rushing the field. So that's how I knew.
It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Crazy, man. It's kind of just you feel the energy throughout the whole stadium, from everybody on the field to everybody in the stands, man. And, you know, I love the fan base here, man. I love the DMV. I love this organization, man. I couldn't be happier for them.
Attaboy.
Yeah, here we go.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah, there it is.
A trip down memory lane all the way back to about 22 hours ago, when Jaden Daniels changed the trajectory of this organization with that Hail Mary.
God, I still can't get over it, man. Like, it's so stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing is so stupid, but in the best way.
While he was running around, did you yell, throw the ball? Am I alone in saying, I think 4 or 5 times I said, get rid of the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Because my greatest fear was we're going to do all that jogging around.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone was somehow going to like slice through or hit him and
trip him up,
see him coming.
Run into somebody.
Throw the ball.
So I said throw the ball a few times. But the thing I said, and again, obviously it worked out. I guess they all knew what they were doing. But when there was remember the line of scrimmage was all the way up to, I think, what, the 48? And he threw it from his own 35. I'm going, move up, move up, move up, move up. Because I'm going, you're going to throw it short of the end zone. It's going to land at like the 10. And he threw it 65, 66, whatever it is, yards in the air. And that was just fine. And Danny, it all worked out perfectly. And obviously, I know nothing and they know everything. And I should probably just shut up for 4.5 hours a day. And I know a lot of you people would like that. But though I'm screaming, move up when he's getting ready to like crow hop and throw it. I'm going, why are you? I understand you want some arc, but get to like the 38, get to the 40. And he could have done that. And he didn't. And then I'm like, I blacked out.
People love him.
Yeah, they should.
And they should. He does everything correctly. He has done everything off the field correctly, and he has been a terrific player. O'Shea Jackson Jr. yesterday, the son of Ice Cube, was like the actor who's in a lot of movies. He's a rising star in Hollywood. He retweeted the Commanders and said, just start building his statue. Now, Jeffrey Wright, who is a local guy who went to St. Albans High School, I believe, but another terrific actor, was in the stadium yesterday and was tweeting after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant came out, not only to talk about the play, but again, Jaden Daniels himself. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was there, was talking about it. Like, the stars were out. But there is something about Daniels. I always talk about at quarterback, you're in the cool kids club or you're not. You're just one of the guys that people decide is awesome, And even when you play bad, if you make one or two nice plays, they'll say you played well. And I'm not saying Jaden Daniels has ever played bad, because he hasn't really. But my point is, you're either cool and just your interception is better than the other guys, right?
Right.
We have one of the cool kids.
We got the cool kid.
Now, it happens that this cool kid is only doing good things, which is awesome. But my point is, even if he were to stop doing the good things for a game or two, it would be okay. Because he's in the cool kids club.
He's in the club.
He has the jacket. They have not had a quarterback in the cool kids club since Robert Griffin in 2012 for a several-week stretch. He didn't even have the jacket all season long, I don't think. Maybe he did, I guess.
He
maybe,
did.
Maybe everybody loved him from day one.
Yeah, he did.
But he's the last one, and it's because he was a Heisman Trophy winner and he was a dual threat. You really don't get to be in the cool kids club unless you like run for 700 yards or something like that. Or you know, you're a playmaking quarterback. Josh Allen's in the cool kids club. Joe Burrow might be the only pocket passer that's really in the cool kids club. It's very, very rare. You've got to be a dual threat, I would say, mostly in today's NFL. But we've got a guy that everybody loves, and it just feels surreal. Like, it is hard to wrap my head around that the thing that you're watching for. It's like in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
When you see SGA or these other superstars or Wemby, it's never a wizard. It can't be a wizard.
Never
has been.
Of course
it wouldn't be a wizard.
Nope.
They're not going to get Cooper Flagg.
No. Nope.
They'll have the worst record, but they won't win that lottery. Or if they do, somehow Cooper Flagg will say he wants to play in China for a year.
Yeah, a new NBA rule says worst record gets the ninth pick.
They can't have Cooper Flagg. Post Alex Ovechkin, this just doesn't happen for us in this town. But maybe it did. What if it did?
And it's pretty clear that it has. To some degree, right?
Well, I mean sustainably, like for 15 years.
Oh, I know. And this is the part that I'm so nervous about. It's like, I don't have a great analogy, but you remember, what's the name of the movie with Jay Baruchel, who's like always whining like that, and TJ Miller, like, not She's All That, but where he goes out with the really hot girl and he can't believe it.
She's not that into you?
Maybe. I can't remember. But you guys know what I'm talking about. He works at the airport.
Yeah, She's Not That Into You. It's a great underrated comedy.
And the whole time, he's just so nervous. He ruins it. He sabotages the relationship because he can't handle the idea that this dime is interested in him.
She loves him.
Yeah.
And he's like, no way. You don't.
He's like, yeah, there's no way. I'm like, that's the movie. It's not that Jaden Daniels is going to betray me like certain athletes that play in Philadelphia now, but it's like, he might get hurt or they might take it away or something happens. Like, that's the fear in the back of my mind. But I'm going, if he just gets to keep playing, we're seeing the special thing every week.